Over the last couple of weeks on the program, I've been joined by Rick Dunham, who's been espousing an approach to stewardship and giving that can best be described as all in, everything for Jesus. Okay, well, that's the theory. But how does that work in practice? How does it work in Rick's life, for instance? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program. And yet, we're going to get up close and personal with Rick today to chat about his approach to money in his life. And please do stay tuned, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about a free daily devotional, fresh, to help you draw even closer to God so that you actually live in the victory that Jesus died and rose again to give you. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been joined on the program by my good friend Rick Dunham, who's been sharing with us parts of his life journey and how God has changed him from the inside out, particularly when it comes to his attitudes to money. Now, here it is in a nutshell, as I understand it. Rick started out, like most of us, finding his security in money. Well, most people do. But a couple of financial crises and a cancer scare later, and through that, God brought the truth about money to life in Rick's life. And Rick, well, I could sum up what I think you've been saying in a nutshell. I think it would go something like this. You can't serve God and wealth. It's one or the other. And pledging our allegiance to God isn't just about throwing our loose change in the offering on Sunday. It's not even about tithing. We live on a spiritual battlefield, and God uses his people to fund his work on this earth, because he knows when we're all in, when we're on his side of the battle, when we're prepared to sacrifice it all, then he knows he has our hearts. Have I got that right? Mm-hmm. Is that kind of what you're saying?
I think so.
Now, today, I want to get right down and personal. I want to put you on the spot, Rick, because I want to understand how you live out this all-in strategy in your life when it comes to money. Now, the rest of you can't see him, but let me tell you that Rick is Mr. Smooth. He's Mr. Good-looking, well-dressed. He looks as good as he sounds. If you met him walking down Wall Street in New York wearing a suit, you'd easily pick him as an executive in a big bank or a stockbroking firm. Has six grandkids?
It's almost seven.
Almost seven grandkids, is that right? Doesn't look a day over 45. He's not poor, not wealthy either, I'm guessing, but he's financially okay. Has a house, a couple of cars, can afford to go out for dinner now and then. Mr. Middle America, made it look successful. I guess my point is, you look just like any other successful American businessman. And yet, you've been telling us about this all-in strategy when it comes to putting our resources into the kingdom of God. So here's how I see it. Either you're lying and you're a fraud, right? Or you're telling us one thing and doing another. That's a possibility, right? Or you figured out how to live your life in a way that actually is an all-in strategy in terms of putting your resources to work for God on this earth. And it's in your life today, my hunch is, as a few people hear your story, that some lights are going to go on. There'll be a few million aha kind of experiences going on as people hear that. So I'm going to put you right on the spot here. Tell us again what you do for a living.
I have a company that works with Christian nonprofit organizations around the world, helping them raise money and do the marketing to effectively engage the church to support their work.
Okay, well, in a practical sense then, what does the all-in strategy mean to you in your ministry, in your business, in your life?
That's a huge question. Where to start? I think with our business, it starts that the company does not exist to make money. The company exists to advance the kingdom. And therefore, I often preach to our leadership is that at the end of the year, if we have $1 of profit and we've been able to invest in God's kingdom work, help ministries, do the research I know we need to do to be at the top of our game and accomplish God's purposes, then I am extremely happy.
Okay.
It's a different economy. I'd say for businessmen, it shouldn't be about what's my exit strategy and how much money can I take out of my company. It ought to be how much can I use the resources my company generates in order to advance the kingdom.
Well, you talked the other day about stewardship being characterized by risk and a sense of urgency. Give us an example of risk and urgency in your life at the moment.
The company was a huge and still continues to be a huge risk. I personally guaranteed it. But I, at the same time, and I also have the sense of urgency about what we're doing, obviously. But at the same time and all that, I'm completely relaxed because this is God's gig, not mine. What he's required of me is to be a good steward, i.e. to manage it well, to ensure that what we're doing is investing effectively what he's put into our trust to see his kingdom advanced.
If you were still living by your old model, Security and money, throwing some money in the can on Sundays for God, keep most of it for me. What would you be doing? How would it be different to how you're living now?
Early on, when we really went through our first financial struggle, you know, we had been brought up, as anybody was, that kind of 10% was a target for giving, and I struggled with this whole idea, does God even need my money? And I remember going through this process that, no, God doesn't need my money. What he wants is my allegiance. And money is one of the ways that he has my heart. So we knew that we couldn't give 10%, so we gave what we could at the time. And today, that's completely flipped over. When my wife and I sit down and do our budget, one of the first things to look at is, what are we giving and how can we increase that? And this is not an easy exercise. What I'm proposing is not a simple 1, 2, 3 step and woo, everything's fine. I think for every one of us, it's a very difficult decision of how to balance the giving with other requirements and considerations. One of the big issues that I think all of us struggle with is, okay, what does retirement look like?
Mm-hmm.
What do I do on that? And I wish there was a magic answer to all of that. The only answer I can give is that the first and foremost priority is to make sure that our household is well taken care of, i.e. that we're caring for those that are part of our family. I think the New Testament tells us that very clearly. But it doesn't mean putting away millions and millions of dollars that someday I'll live on. And so that, my wife and I have that conversation quite often about what's enough in that. What does that look like in this whole arena of stewardship?
Okay, so you step out in faith, not always a comfortable feeling, I guess, is it?
No.
And your company is growing internationally. Growth always or inevitably equals cash flow issues.
Mm-hmm.
As you're growing, you have to spend in order to grow. The expenses come before the income. How do you sleep at night? Do you ever experience fear? Do you ever kind of wake up with that kind of, you know, oh, I'm falling feeling?
I would be completely dishonest if I said I don't have those nights where I wake up at 2 o'clock and my mind is racing and I find myself fearful. It's always a matter of time as I get into the Word and prayer and the encouragement of people around me that I realize that, once again, I go back to that center point that this is about what God is doing. And at the end of the day, the goal isn't to try to preserve a company. It's to push a company forward so that we'll have the biggest possible impact.
Someone's listening to your talk today. They're thinking to themselves, you know, I've heard what Rick's had to say over the last couple of weeks. I think he's right. It all makes sense. But there's a but for so many people, isn't there? For that one person who wants to give it all to Jesus, but that step is so hard to take. What would you say to that person right now, that standing on the edge, want to take that step, give it all to Jesus? What's the one piece of advice that you'd give them?
Start with what you have. Don't try to do more than what you can. God will honor that. That's exactly what we did. You start with what you can do. And God knows your heart. If your real, true desire is to take everything as if it's, maybe it's to get out of debt, maybe you're way overextended. Start with what you have and begin a plan just to work it down and be resolute. Just be resolute that you're not going to change your mind on that.
Rick, I want to thank you so much for your time. I know countless people have been blessed hearing your story and the wisdom that God's given you through your journey that he's taken you on. May he continue to bless you, your family, and your company.
Thank you. It's really been exciting to be a part of this.
God bless you. Thanks, Rick. Before we go, I'd like to tell you about the free daily devotional that I'd love to send you to help you draw even closer to God. It's called Fresh, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement delivered right to the inbox on your smartphone, tablet, or computer each and every day. You can read it, listen to the audio, or even watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. God's Word, fresh for you today. And the best thing is, it's free. To get instant access, just stop by our mobile-friendly website, ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the Fresh e-devotional sign-up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll instantly receive a free copy of the e-book, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again, in case you missed it, is ChristianityWorks.com. So go on, go ahead, sign up to receive Fresh, and may your heart be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through his word. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time on Monday, with a different perspective.